Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
All right, this is the crossover brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Let's welcome in Willard and Dibs. And very entertaining game last night, gentlemen.
Man, super.
Most
super
of it.
Fun.
Most of it. It was 3 hours if it was a minute. Let's not act like that didn't have a little stop-start to it.
250. That's 3 hours. Yeah, you got it.
Little stop-start to it. But, yes, I don't know what the hell.
I need a basketball cigarette after that.
I don't know what the refs are supposed to do with this. I also don't know what they're doing. And so it became very entertaining. And in the end, okay, it was entertaining. But in the third quarter, I'm like, are we just sitting here? Yeah. Like, this is a lot of commercial breaks.
It's not cool.
Nah, it's rough. It's hard. I don't know what the answer is.
Dibs, I don't know if you heard our show today.
Not much. I've got a very, very sick toddler. So I'm dealing with doctor's appointments and Tylenol and CVS and the amount of like crying and whining and the Cocomelon Yane.
We're not talking about the Warrior fans, Dibs.
No.
Although, is a little bit he's been running.
And yeah, I mean, I get it. I was in the house and,
too easy.
You know, I tried to stay away on Twitter from like, you know, expressing my feelings and my opinions because I didn't want the smoke.
Right.
I didn't want the smoke. But on the Steph Curry thing, I thought that was a classic double tech moment. The Draymond one, I didn't really get that. Like,
what did he do?
For once, Draymond came in, and I thought that Draymond was actually kind of not being a part of the problem. And whether it was like a forearm or a push or whatever it was, I thought that was a classic, like, you know, that's a tech, let's move on. But yeah, it was 8 minutes.
And Houston missed it.
Here's what I'm thinking more and more of is that, you know, we talk about the officiating, and they're not calling as much, and the playoffs are different. I'm starting to think it's because the games are different. The players are playing with an intensity that just overwhelms anything that happens in the regular season.
Of course.
And it is a tough adjustment for everybody because you don't want to call, you don't want a playoff game turning into, 80 free throws between the teams. And so the games are way more difficult to officiate because everybody's noticeably playing harder. They're all noticeably playing more physically. And it's just different.
No, it's hard. I know everybody loves to come down the officials' road. I have no problem pointing that part out.
We had a bet coming in where you were at on it. Okay, about the officials yesterday.
I know their job is impossible right now. But I also do want to, like, and this is my own problem. I've long
my
said
own
this.
Problem.
Well, you know when you get mad at somebody on the roadways, right? And yes. Dibs is famous for some of these stories, but
oh yeah,
I my problem is right. But my problem is because I got all kinds of room for mistakes and different perspectives and everything. But if you do something weird on the road, the interviewer in me comes out. Like, I want to pull you over and find out what's going on. Like, what are you doing? Why did you do that? And so I feel the same way with a lot of this officiating. I acknowledge that this is hard. And I don't even know what the good answer is. But there's so many calls where I wanted to be like, stop everything. What did you see? How can you go to the video and come out on a play where Jimmy Butler gets tackled by a rocket and somehow you came out of there with Steph fouled someone?
Right. That was incredible.
What the hell are you talking about? What is
that? They involve Steph.
And by the way, this one I thought was a break for the Warriors. Did anybody else feel like they went over and made up a flagrant foul for Draymond so that they didn't tee him up and throw him out of the game? Wasn't a flagrant foul.
Well, it was because he put his feet again on another person's body.
I mean, that's totally inadvertent. He fell over him.
Was it?
I think so.
He does the river dance on his face and puts him into the ground.
I thought that was a creative way to keep him in the game.
Wow.
That's what I thought.
I'm with you, Will.
Yeah. It was... I don't know if it was.
It's just weird.
I knew. I think some people were under the impression that a flagrant and a technical is an ejection, but it's
Peter
not.
Vesey, yeah.
Nope. You got to have two technicals or two flagrants,
right?
Or one flagrant two.
But to Willard's point, Dibs, I think they knew what if we give him another one, he's gone, and they kind of didn't want to do that.
So, of course, but in the first tech, I thought was a soft tech, and you know, Draymond doesn't normally get a soft tech, and so. The second one I thought was, you know, you want to give him a flagrant for that? I didn't think that it was flagrant worthy, but then when you watched it and he does the, you know, he puts his feet and he puts them down and then he does the little river dance. Shout out 1998, I think is when that was popular, maybe later than that. But it was a classic Draymond using his legs in a way that we've seen many times before.
Wow. There's so much to choose from, and I mean this. What was your play, though? What was your play last night? Because mine, as great as Pods was, and I thought, just watching him grow up right before our eyes, youngest Warrior player, he eclipsed Jordan Poole 25-5-5 in the playoffs. But that block on Van Vliet after Van Vliet beat him off the dribble, 102-101, I believe, something like that, Dibs, and to stay with it and block, like, that's huge.
It's a great play. What sticks out to me, though, is not going to be the most brilliant play. I just think it was the most brilliant moment. The Jimmy rebound, and I wasn't inside, but just having, like, watched it on TV and watched the clip a bunch of times. And Dibs, you were inside.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the loudest moments in the history of Chase.
I'll never forget it, man.
And so that Jimmy rebound, to me, it sort of represents something. And to see the crowd look like they did wear their shirts.
Yeah.
And to sound like they did, it's bringing me to yet another level of appreciation for Jimmy Butler.
No doubt, man.
Because Warrior basketball, like if you were down at Thrive yesterday, Warrior basketball is back. Not that it was ever gone, but the last 2 years, it's not the same. It has felt corporate at times. It has felt less than at times when compared to what it was, you know, 5 years ago.
I was in there. It was hood last night.
Warrior ball is back, and Jimmy Butler is the one that brought it here.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to talk about the play of the game, I mean, I can't get past Dylan Brooks fouling Butler.
Was that a foul, Dibs? Some saying it's not.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he got under his... I thought he got underneath...
Stephen A. Smith went on the 90-second rant this morning.
Of course he did.
There was contact. It's a foul.
They went twirly finger, and unfortunately, you know, now where you land in a person's landing area, and Jimmy went straight up, and Dylan didn't, and Dylan was
up. 2 seconds left on the clock.
Right, and that is... play one of the two that I want to highlight. The other one...
I know where you're going.
No, you don't.
I'm going to write it down. Okay, hold on.
Write it down.
I didn't spill my beans.
No, please write it down because I'm watching the game and I was up there with the Rice King, Stephen Rizzotto.
Look at that.
And at the sports desk.
Oh,
Stephen Langford.
Okay.
And I was sitting next to an ESPN producer and she and I were having a great... back and forth. The one play that I could not believe, Steiny, and I thought of you, Rockets down one.
I know what it is.
3:09 to go.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
Jabari Smith Jr. decides to catch and shoot. Like, my guy, you've not played at all. And I don't know if you've watched the same game I have, but Fred VanVleet is unguardable. And Alperen Şengün, there's no match for him on the planet.
Yeah.
And Jabari Smith catches it on the wing and just lets it fly. And I thought, oh, my God. Like, is he even, like, are you even watching ball? Because that was a shot that, for me, it kind of swung the game because that was a possession where, you know, you score. Şengün, there was no answer for Şengün. Maybe you get Draymond six. Yeah. Or maybe Fred VanVleet does another thing that he did.
Because he was hot.
And I know it's an underrated moment, but Jabari Smith Jr., that to me highlighted exactly why Houston can't win, because the inexperience and just the petulance of the youth. Like, why are you shooting that shot? You stink.
Sometimes we get it right. And before this series, and I think all of us agreed, I remember saying this, the Warriors are going to win this series because of their brains.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it is, Warriors series, it's not over.
Yeah.
It's not over. Tomorrow's going to be hard. Tomorrow's going to be hard. Jimmy is compromised.
Man.
It's on the road, and they're just an angry little bunch of basketball players, and it's going to be
And they play some hellified defense.
It's going to be hard, and if they lose, it immediately gets stressful again. So
immediately
gets stressful again. But we're here because of the Warriors' brains.
Yeah. I have no problem.
We could make a list of 50 things that have happened in this series. And I don't know that I would have done this exactly any differently, but you're down by one and you've got the ball and you go right at Draymond.
I told Scotty I had a problem with this.
And Houston does have an issue with who do we give the ball to in that situation. So I get that it's muddy. I don't know if I'm going after Draymond.
And as great as Şengün was, he wasn't eating when Draymond was on him.
Well, that's a shot like for Şengün. What is that? He's 12, 13 feet from the hoop. The
Warriors won as soon as it left his hand.
Yeah, that's not where he's doing his business. He's doing his business 2 feet from the hoop. Not 12 feet from the hoop.
Yes, but at the same time, like,
I take a 12-footer from Şengün all day in that situation.
It was a baseline spin. It was mid-court spin. He was on one. And if I'm Houston, all due respect to Fred VanVleet, I'm getting it to Şengün. And yes, Draymond Green is a great defender, but he didn't block the shot. That was a makeable shot. It was a good shot.
It's makeable. And you saw his numbers against Draymond.
He had an entry pass to him on the post.
He did next to none of his work against Draymond.
Right. None.
It was all against when Draymond was out.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. So, and he cooked everybody else. Yeah. But for me, if I'm Houston and I look at that shot, that's a pretty good shot. It was an okay shot.
Can I have somebody give me an entry pass to him to where he's right where he had been eating all night? Little ha-ha, turn around and shoot it.
Yes, but I do think that, like, if you watch what he did for the majority of the game,
that was too far for me. Yeah,
11 feet.
But
it's not like it was a 17-foot half hook.
That's where he was on the court when he was operating well at that little elbow area. Yep. He backs you in. It happened to be Draymond.
Yeah.
Draymond kept him 12 feet from the basket instead of letting him get to 8 feet from the basket. I didn't have a problem with the shot. I mean, everybody's saying VanVleet, but. I mean, if you really think about VanVleet's threes.
No, I wouldn't have gone.
They were kind of in transition.
VanVleet's not going to break you down one-on-one and create that shot for himself. So, no, I'm not saying it was a bad shot.
I get what you're saying. I feel it.
The idea is interesting that you decided we're going to go right, like you called timeout, and you're like, all right. We're going right at the person that a lot of people think is the best defensive player they've ever watched in their lives. Okay. If you want.
Well, he's your best offensive player, so you could go to a Fred VanVleet three, or you've got, you know, Jalen Green, who was not very good. So what else? If Houston's best punch is Şengün, and it is, then you go to that.
Okay, hold on. Is he your best player? Yes. Is he your best player in that situation? Is to me a very different question, where you're going to put the ball in someone's hands and say, break it down and create a shot for yourself. After the way that fourth quarter played, I might have looked to Amen Thompson.
No. I said that to Stein. Tell him what you told me.
He was gliding by people. Yeah.
Tell him what you're looking like McGrady in the air. Tell him what you told me when I said, I might have had Thompson try to do something.
I forget what I said.
Tell me what he said.
They went to their most polished offensive play.
They don't have a perfect option.
Well, you're listening to 95.7 The Game.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
That's I like to put a rat on the table, right no doubt.
You do it loud.
Traditional.
Though. Yeah.
I'm going to put a rat on the table brought to you by ATCO. And this might not fit, but it works for me. The world saw, forget what you think, Shedeur Sanders just plummet and go through, you know, one of his worst moments in front of the world. Kuminga to that degree, but we're local. We cover the team. You know, he got DMPs. But Jalen Green, to be benched in that month, he's been awful. But, Dibs, I really believe he will not be in the starting lineup yesterday. So, for us to say Shingun, it really should be Green. That was his moment that he tricked off for whatever. He has just been bad.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't bad in game two. He was spectacular. And I do think that it's kind of like what Steiny said. I think it was yesterday, or it might have been even Friday. If you're playing for Ime Udoka, you have to be able to defend. And he's not a great defender. And so you get into that spot, and if you are Houston, you'd rather have Amen Thompson in there than you would Jalen Green, because Green is not a great defender. And so even Tari Eason, he's a guy who can get in there and, you know, kind of muck it up. And the Steven Adams piece with the two bigs, and they were giving him all kinds of problems. And we'll get into this today with Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock when he joins us. The whole thing about, you know, the Haka Kiwi.
It worked.
It worked because they realized that they do not want him shooting free throws. So you did it at 4 minutes, knowing that you can't do it inside of two. Because inside of two, you have to have the ball. Otherwise, it's what, two shots and the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the ball back. So they did it early. It was smart. They got him off the court, and that was the moment where they turned the game.
No, we're hacking.
No, exactly.
That was of all the coaching chess moves of yesterday, that was the one.
No doubt.
That was the one that turned things, because the Warriors don't have an answer for him. Although I have an answer for Steven Adams. Sign him.
Mm.
That is a free agent at the end of this year.
They got two good young centers on the roster.
I would like Steven Adams to be on the Warriors next year.
Well, man, who would?
Dibs, when you were saying the play that Jabari Smith three.
Oh, yeah.
I had right name, not quite the play I had. His turnover with a minute and a half.
My God.
He drives into the lane, jumps up, and throws it into the backcourt.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Go the other
way. With 1:30 left in the game.
No, that's a great call, and I'd forgotten who actually did that, because, you know, Fred VanVleet, not the tallest player, he jumped like 7 inches off the ground to try to get it, and it goes over his head, and it's like, oh, my God, is Houston really going to do this? Ill-timed three and an unnecessary turnover, and now the Warriors have a little bit of life. And, you know, the Jimmy Butler rebound, the more I play it back in my mind, and I don't know if you guys are big fans of photography, but Scott Strazanti, who is a Chronicle photographer.
He's tremendous.
He's got a picture of it where Jimmy is at rim level.
Wow.
And he's grabbing the ball, and I'm just remembering it in my mind's eye, and we were on the other end, and you watch him jump, and it looked like he jumped off a trampoline.
Seriously.
Because he runs in from the baseline, and Adams doesn't block out, which is why I don't want him on the Warriors. Yeah. No fundamentals.
I do.
But and then Butler just trampolines up, and the fact that he gets it at 10 feet
with his body hurting
and holds it. Yeah, exactly. Just
great
incredible.
It was a really great rebound. Yeah.
I didn't even realize this about Jalen Green. So 38 points in game two. Do you realize he has scored 17 points since?
Yes.
It's two games. This guy averaged 21 a game in the regular season. The Warriors have held him to single digits three of the four games.
Man.
That's wild. I did not realize. Like, I knew he disappeared last night. I didn't realize that outside of him finding his heat check there in game two, he has been rendered completely insignificant in this entire series.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's the kind of player that Houston, like, or at least he has the framework of who they need.
Yeah.
They would love to be able to put the ball in his hands.
No doubt.
In that situation, but he's not.
He's not ready.
Right? He's not ready.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before it. They need someone.
Yeah. Let's put the ball into the most fundamentally unsound player's hands.
Who was getting picked by Buddy Hield, Dibs, to start the game and able the Warriors to get on that run. But I'll say this. You got to be buttoned up and you got to be smart to beat this Warrior team. Another 48 minutes of just smoking free throws. You can't. I mean, collectively, yeah. Dibs, like, it's the charity stripe.
Yeah, it's a big part of it. I mean, they shot 48% from three. 49 from the floor.
Okay.
And then they didn't turn it over much 13 times. And I do believe they won the rebound battle by seven. And then you get to the foul line. And what did they shoot? Nine more free throws. And they made one fewer than the Warriors. So, and they were dead last in the regular year. We know that 30th out of 30. So it's not a surprise. But these are the little things you need to win big games on the road.
Exactly. And like, if I just think about that game from a non-Warrior perspective, there's about four plays where it's funny because the Warriors are up 3-1. I thought they were going to win this series. Why did I think it? Well, because they have experience and the Rockets don't. And even still, like, it's played out exactly like that. But even still, I'm like, hey, about five plays where they just, it's just Dylan Brooks, terrible foul, Jabari Smith jumping in the air.
Shingun leaving his feet on Curry.
Shingun on the Curry three.
Oh, seconds left. Just keep him on buzz. What are you doing?
That was a cartoon. That was like, you could just, that's that. That was the easiest thing. That,
I know
that,
the coach is like, I mean, damn.
You know who's undefeated in this series is the turnover battle. Mm. The Dibs and I were talking about it yesterday. And so it's true again. The Warriors had 8. The Rockets had 13. Go through all four box scores, and you can find any player, you can find any percentage, you can find any plus minus, do whatever you want. I look at one thing in this series. Who turned it over?
Damn.
Who turned it over 13 or more, and who turned it over 12 or less?
I was telling
you. It's undefeated.
Yeah, and I told Steiny, it makes me have a better appreciation for how Houston is playing D because they're not getting the benefit of the turnover. They're just D'ing up, Dibs, making it. They're in the Warrior space. And I sit back like, hey, they're not perfect, but they got a hellified defense, man. I like that is respect. You need some other stuff, smarts, but that defense is real.
I mean, as good as it is, they cannot turn the Warriors over. They haven't turned them over in the last two games, but for that weird stretch at the end of the second quarter. I bet the Warriors had half their eight in the last 3 minutes
of
that first half.
Jimmy played 40 minutes and had zero turnovers.
That's just, wow.
Dude.
But that's not always the case, but when the Warriors were moving the ball back in their heyday or when they're really good, they tend to turn it over a little bit more because there's more passes thrown. When you got a guy like Butler, and the Warriors had a lot of these last night where they just kind of had a guy dribbling for the first 10 seconds of the shot clock, and then they'd get into it, and Butler would have it, and he would assess and he would hold, but he never turns it over in those situations. And I can't remember, God, I can't remember one live ball turnover that got him, man. Even the one where Dylan Brooks had the breakaway, Butler caught him.
Yep.
See, like that, I had two of those last night. First one was the challenge where Curry got the foul. I'm like, that's the dumbest challenge I've ever seen in my life by Ime Udoka. And then when Butler hit Dylan Brooks, I was like, that's a problem. But he got all arm.
He got all arm.
Full speed, it looked flagrant, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
It did.
Really, didn't go look at it.
But it wasn't. Yeah. No, it wasn't flagrant.
That's a good old-fashioned NBA foul.
Playoff foul.
Yeah, and I can't wait to ask Steve about like what Houston did defensively and how long it took them to kind of figure it out, because they went – they went zone, and then after the first pass, they would switch to a box and one.
Man.
So Steph, all of a sudden, instead of a zone, now he's being guarded man-to-man, and I do think that it took him a little bit of time to figure out how to get through it, and you saw it where, you know, Pods would flash to the foul line, and he was kind of the distributor, and Steph was out of the play a lot, and I wonder if there is a counter for that where, Steiny, you played a ton of basketball, but you don't normally have a defense, and then you change it after one pass of a possession, but I thought Houston did great for a lot of the game trying to like confuse the Warriors with that changing defense.
Yeah, they're a good defensive team.
Well, what do you think?
Ask Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock. Did you want him to foul on that last?
Oh, absolutely.
We've already, yeah.
Absolutely.
Did anybody think it was going in?
No, I did. Well, it was right online.
No doubt.
And Fred was, like, the way he was shooting last night, I'm like, you could have thrown it backwards and it probably would have gone in. So I looked at it all happened so fast.
That's right.
That I'm like, I don't know if anyone was in. You have to be in the right position.
Yeah.
And then once he crosses half court, you got to be worried.
Looney was the last line, you put your hands on him,
and he throws it up, and it goes in.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, but I don't know what the plan was. We'll definitely ask him.
I mean, it felt like if you were going to foul him, you had to do it right away. And so he got momentum going up that right sideline. I think he got by Heald. I can't remember if it was exactly
Gary, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, and then Looney was there, and that's where I thought Looney was like,
Draymond ran over.
I can't foul him now.
Right.
You know, because he's going to
shoot it.
It all worked out.
Sure did.
All right, Steve Kerr, 5 o'clock.
Yes,
Warriors
sir.
Can close it out tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 95.7 The Game.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.